Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast for the DC20 Unlocked series brought to you by DriveCentric. For more information or to get signed up for the next DC20 event, go to DriveCentric.com.
Let's brew!
What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
It is Frelin Arts, subprime hero.
And we are Brewing Solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. It is 2024, and we are excited to be brewing more with you and everybody inside of the Car Guy Coffee crew. We are pumped up to be here on a whole new, fresh edition of the show, Fred. What's brewing? What's cooking over here at the Car Guy Coffee Cafe?
We're always seeking to speak and have conversations to brew new solutions with some of the best solutionaries across the country. And really? Over the last few years, we've been able to run into a team of solutionaries that are just out there making a huge difference. They're making a huge splash in this industry, and they're trying to unlock what they're doing to all you users out there to make sure you understand what's going on. And that's our good friends over at DriveCentric.
Man, I love what you did there talking about unlock. They're really popping. They're locking. They're getting things moving and grooving inside of the industry, and everybody's taking notice of it. And we want to make sure that you're taking notice of it too. When we see you at NADA this year, it's going to be an incredible event, and we are going to be loud and proud for the industry about some of the best solutions that are brewing for your people to have the best relationship with a way to take care of their customers. The people that serve are the ones that we're here to serve. We went to the last show rocking aprons, right? Because we're out here to serve the industry. Absolutely. Right? We're here to brew the best solutions that are available for you to use. But it's up for you to brew them. It's up to you to brew them. You know what it is that this kid's saying. And we want to make sure that you start doing what it is that we need you to do right now. Because we're blabbering long enough. We only got so much time. We got a great brew ready, and it's hot, and it is right on time for what's getting ready to go down with Car Guy Coffee, DriveCentric, and the rest of the incredible automotive industry. Fred, we got to welcome her in. We got to get something going. We need some music, bro. Let's go ahead and get some music. Let's go ahead and get this going. Let's go ahead and welcome in the one,
the only, Angela Cramsey.
Welcome to the show. We're excited that you're here. There she is. She's dancing in the back. We see her over there, and it's
What's up?
There she is. We're excited that you're here. Welcome to the party. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
A little caffeinated.
Really ready to go. We're excited to have you on the show. There's so many reasons that I'm excited to have you on the show. For one,
so much.
This is the first podcast you've ever been on.
Yes.
And I'm excited to be able to have you come on. You're not the first one to do that on our show. We've done that with a lot of people.
We got a lot of firsts.
And everyone leaves the show, and I see them all over. And matter of fact, I've seen some who even started their own show. So it's pretty amazing to see the legacy that comes from that. And you'll be part of that. So excited to have you here. This is a brand new show. One's called DC20 Unlocked. Listen, this is a new show. This is brought to you by DriveCentric. Go to www.drivecentric.com. Check them out. They're out there making a huge difference in the way that we communicate with our customers and at the way that customers want to be communicated with. Mm-hmm. And I love it. It's fun. They have somebody that's out there talking about this product like crazy. They call him the Live with Drive guy, Steve Rossler.
You've seen the hair.
All right, but it's beyond that. And I think one thing that we're going to be able to talk about today is the people there. And I know that, Angela, you have a lot of experience with them there. And it's one of the driving forces of why you love the product so much, mm-hmm. beyond the technology and how it's usable with the team. So that being said, welcome to the squad. What's going on?
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. And yeah, the relationship aspect of it all is probably the most paramount, I think, for me with DriveCentric. Above and beyond the technology, of course. I've actually created some really good relationships and talked to them outside of just needing assistance with my CRM. They're an amazing group of people.
So tell us, how exactly did you even get connected to them?
I started working for the McCarthy Auto Group, shameless plug, and they already had DriveCentric. So that's where it started.
That's great. So you got to walk into the product and see the difference. So before you were with McCarthy, you had a different CRM. We don't need to talk about who it was. I'm sure you've used it before. You maybe didn't really use it that well because it wasn't a fun product to use. What was the biggest difference that got you excited about using this new product with DriveCentric when you got to McCarthy?
I'm always excited about using new technology, finding new cutting edge ways to communicate with my customers and be that much faster. Efficiency is key when you're in this business because people want answers and they don't want them when they ask the question. They want before they ask the question, right? I'm always excited to learn about something new, but I had an amazing rep at that time. His name was Josh Overbeck. I don't know if you guys have had the opportunity to talk to him. But he's fantastic. And he was like my right-hand guy. And so that he was definitely a driving force behind me learning everything about the tool and how to be as effective as possible. So love that guy.
So that's something that is incredible about the way DriveCentric, they want you passionately to understand their system and to mm-hmm. be masters of the universe with it, right? Whatever it is that you can think up, they want to be able to literally go into the pod and brew a solution. They go in there, they get things piping hot. Everybody gets creative. Everybody starts to get inspired as a team, and they jump in on what it is that's your concern, your challenge, or kind of the hurdle that you're having. Are there any particular examples that you can recall where they jumped in and they really just took your idea, ran with it, and said, hey, guess what? We got our whole team around this, and here's your solution. And you were like, oh my gosh, that was amazing. Are there any particular examples you can remember of that happening for you?
Particular examples. I can't think of any right now, but not specifically, but I go back and forth with the DriveCentric reps all the time. And whenever I have feedback, they always tell me, go ahead and put that into, they have a section in DriveCentric where you can give your ideas and people can vote on them and what they work on next. I'm not any good at that. I'm going to call them up and I'm going to say, hey, what do you think about this? And then we wrap through the idea. And then all of a sudden it becomes this thing. They put it into implementation. And it's happened so many times over the course of the last almost 7 years since I've been using the tool.
That's amazing. That's awesome. Amazing.
I wish I could give you a specific example on the spot.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
I know that if we fine tune some of this stuff, we can get a little bit more detail on that. And I'm excited about this, but I want to get a little bit more detail about you, Angela.
Yes.
You know, just a hair more, right? Okay. We're talking about DriveCentric, and I think a lot of people agree DriveCentric is a good product, but I want to know a little bit more about you. Like you said, 7 years now. How amazing is that? And congratulations. That's a long time at one spot. Automotive, as we all know, people hop around a lot.
Yes, absolutely. I'm definitely not a bouncer.
Somebody with loyalty. Excuse me.
You need some water.
With loyalty, right? Somebody with loyalty, but also is committed to the mission. That's exciting to see. So that lets us know that you've seen a lot of changes over the 7 years mm-hmm. that you've been there. Changes for you. What is the thing that gets you excited about changes in automotive?
I think I'm always excited by change. I know that's not really the norm, right? But with change, you're just getting better and better, and you're just building on. You started here, right? And you're just building and building and building. So I love seeing the changes in the automotive industry. The customers have also changed a little bit based on the information that's available to them, right? Now there's a ton of information available to them 24/7. But the changes with DriveCentric specifically, it was always a good tool from day one when I started using it. It was way better than any CRM tool I'd used before that because of the sake of ease, whether you're a seasoned salesperson or a brand new business development rep, it was already a good tool. But because they take the feedback from their clients, it's just getting better and better every day.
And that is true. And it is. And you said something there, and I'm glad you brought up DriveCentric. Automotive, for one, has changed a lot. We've seen a lot of ups and downs. We've seen our customers change. We've seen processes change. We've seen the world go a lot more digital, right? Mm-hmm. We've also seen where we couldn't even talk to our customers in person for that little bit of a year. So we've seen a lot of different things. This isn't an industry that's exactly cookie cutter everywhere we go. Matter of fact, inside a lot of organizations, inside the dealerships, the different rooftops, inside the same organization, there's a lot of different things going on. When you talk about different brands, there's different ways that we have to score our CSIs, the way that we have to interact with our customers, and education that we have to take on in order to be certified at what we're considered a professional at, right? So having to do that all these years, I know you've seen a lot of different things. What's been your favorite thing that you've been able to encounter? And it doesn't have to be about DriveCentric, just in automotive overall. What's a story? What's something that you could think of that just gets you excited about why you do what you do?
For me, the reason I'm still in this business, I've been in this business since 2007. The reason I'm still here is because I love being able to help people, whether it's the client get into their first car or somebody who just totaled their car, taking care of them and showing them the way, because nobody really knows how to navigate through that until you've been through it. Right. So helping them get through that, coaching them, educating our clients and our salespeople. And for me, the biggest thing above and beyond even that is being able to be a catalyst in someone's life. Through training, you can do that in the automotive scape. So helping a BDR get to the next step, refine their skills, salespeople, help them with verbiage, help them connect with their client and change their lives, their personal lives at the same time.
It's an entire life transformation when you make it into this tribe that is automotive, right? This is an entirely different world. And with all the different faces that are in it, that's why it is. It's so hard to create that cookie cutter, because every cookie involved is shaped different. We're all these different cookies that are just making things happen inside of the industry that are individuals inside of big organizations, but we're unified. That's a big thing that people have to always be fighting for, is unity. And inside of that, as we when we unify not just people, but our actual products that we have for our customers, our synchronization of our technology inside of our business, all of those things have to still find a way to one, complement each other and operate as one. Right. A military unit is all marching to the same beat, but all individuals doing that. Right. And because they're unified, they're all different, but them being different, coming together, makes them one unit. That's how you unify. You can't have unity without two different parts becoming one.
Yep.
Right. And inside of that, what is it that you have loved to see about the way that DriveCentric's flow of being able to create a relationship with many different pieces of technology to optimize your experience? What do you think about their just genius and how they do pull in so many different connections?
There's so much to say about that. My mind goes to a couple of different places. So with DriveCentric, integration is super easy, which makes my life so much easier because that can be exceptionally time consuming. Your processes are fully customizable. So I can go in with the right access to store access. You can go in and you can change your process. You can change your cadence in 100 different ways. And at a drop of a hat, it takes 2 seconds to do one thing, which again, just makes my life so much easier. And as far as the unity, you want unity within your store, right? So if you, let's say you have a traditional BDC and then you have a traditional sales staff, you need them to work in tandem with each other. There has to be cohesion or your customer is going to be thoroughly confused, right? They're not going to know what's going on. 8 people contacting them in one day. You can't have any of that, right? You can make your process in the sense where your BDC is going in between with your salesperson and they make it really easy. And if you don't know what you're doing, if you've never created a cadence before, that's okay, because your rep is going to help you. They're going to say, okay, this is what my top dealer, you're laughing, I'm serious. This stuff is
they're it's like the conductors, and they need to do that too. Mm-hmm. You know, the conductors of an orchestra. So hold on, we got a lot of instruments and everybody's great at it, but here we go. Bam, 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 bam. They bring the fun synchronization of it.
It all has to work together or it's not going to work at all. So if you haven't done that before, your DriveCentric rep will help you and say, hey, this is what some of my most successful dealers are doing. This is what we're seeing is working. Would you like to try this? We can also throw in some of your own input. Let's make it yours. It's beautiful.
You know, that it is. It's very beautiful.
I love it.
It's beautiful.
I love
it. Now here's the deal. Now it's time to start unlocking a little bit about what's going on with DriveCentric. You've seen a lot of changes over the years. Mm-hmm. AI has been a really hot subject right now. And you're starting to see some CRMs use it. You're starting to see some other products that are outside of CRMs being used as AI, right? A lot of people think that ChatGPT is AI. It is, but it's just one form of it. There's so many things that we can use to be better and faster and stronger. My question for you is, how has AI helped to enhance your BDC department? Mm-hmm.
AI has helped not only the BDC, but also the salespeople, but really everybody.
Amen.
We just recently signed up with a new feature through DriveCentric, which is like an AI assistant. So you can type your own message, you can get your own message across, but then you can click the button and ask the genius, okay, genius, how can I say this a little bit better? Can you make this a little spicier? Can you make this me sound more intelligent or things like that? But anyway, so you can use that as your assistant for service and for sales, and it makes them more efficient. And I think it's making them speak a little bit better, honestly, too, because they're reading these things. So now they're starting to say it too.
Yeah. You know what? You're 100%. And that's exactly right, because it does. It's a little bit of an accountability, but it's a tool. It's like a calculator in your pocket that teachers told us we wouldn't have years later. And we do. Why not the tools that are available to us?
So, I mean, that's so true. Consider anything else it is that you try to do in life. You want to make sure that you have all of the tools to be able to successfully make it happen. I don't care if it's bake a cake or build a deck, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, you want to make sure that you have all the tools required to do it. And then sometimes it then takes manpower, right? And inside of that, you unify whatever measure it takes to get the job done. And that's what I love about the way that they help to balance out the flow between what has to be stimulating. It has to be fun. The thing that we love most that we hear about drive-centric and its experience. And this is what I truly believe is what actually unlocks everything inside of the relationships with DC 20 that occur. It's that it becomes something that you want to do. It becomes something that you enjoy utilizing, right? And if you don't enjoy utilizing it, you're not going to do it, right? At some point or another, some people stop liking to dance. Whatever reason that was, I don't know. But for some reason, people stop liking to do it, just like some people stop liking to work, going and working out, drinking coffee, whatever it is. People stop liking to do it or hanging out with people. But with the tools that are inside of our system and that we use and do our job passionately, we want to be engaged with it. And I believe that they unlock that desire that people want to actually use it. And and that's something that's that is, it's just so bridging. It just helps out. But you wouldn't go fishing without your rod, your reel, right? If in a place, maybe, I don't know, the Lake of the Ozarks, I don't know. Good fishing out there. I heard.
That's what I heard.
That you've been there a time or 20, but let's see.
Matt told you that, didn't he?
Yeah, somebody,
we know people. We know people.
We know people.
I love it.
And sometimes those people just show up out of nowhere and they become family.
Yep.
And they know a lot of great things. They may even tell us something about, do you remember what goat athlete you share a birthday with?
Ooh. Goat athlete? Oh my God. So you've been talking to Matt.
Yeah, of course I have.
You got a little tennis?
He loves tennis. So of course that's the kind of question that he knows that you know the answer to.
I love it.
Yes. It's amazing to have people like that work at places like that, that know you like that. When I asked Matt, tell me about Angela. You should have seen his eyes. You should have heard his voice. Aww. It changed tone. Like he talks about his clients and all his friends. I guess he doesn't even call them clients, calls them his friends. Right? He talks about his friends in a different level. And when he's helping them, he is excited to help them. Mm. It's beyond business for him. That's why he's so successful and he has the relationships that he has. Yep. And like I said, sometimes they just show up
out of nowhere. Sometimes they do. They can be around any corner. They can be on any screen. They can all of a sudden just, when you're friends, you have access. Yeah. And that's the thing about friendship. You have access to the good and to the bad. You have access to the random phone call or the random FaceTime. Whoa.
Well, hey,
what's going on? Matt, how are you?
You couldn't resist.
Welcome to the party.
The man, the myth, the legend. What's up, Matt?
That is him. The one, the only. Doing? Matt Tierney, welcome to the show. What are you doing? What's happening? I heard he's like, look at who's on the screen. I gotta get in there. What's happening, brother?
We got a little snow, so we're at home today. Looks like Angela's at home too.
I'm in the office today.
Oh, is that office? Oh, okay, that's nice.
I'm in the controller's office. Don't tell
him. wait, nobody knows.
Nobody's gonna know.
That's okay. That's and awesome. Really, that's great. Really
joke about being similar, and we show up wearing the same thing.
Yeah, how about that? That is crazy.
Twins. You know? We kind of did the same thing.
And we actually do that a lot.
It actually does happen.
There's something where we'll show up.
We got a lot of the same clothes.
Show up and be like, "Wow,
whoa, bro,
go figure."
Too late.
Go figure, right?
Going like this.
We planned it. It's all right. So,
it's all right.
But
Angela didn't make the answer. Angela, do you remember the name of the athlete you share a birthday with?
Yeah, I did until he asked me, and then I was like, oh God, Matt's going to kill me. And now here you are face to face.
I'll let you slide this one time.
Let me think on it. I know his name. We talk about him all the time.
Yeah, awesome. It'll come to your brain. I know it will. And that's awesome. And this is the type of relationships that are going on. This is the type of stuff that happens when you team up with the company or somebody like Matt. It's about the people. One thing that we've noticed, we got a chance multiple times to go visit their headquarters, and we're actually going to be there tomorrow.
Yes.
And it's a great place to work, but it's beyond the building. It's the people. When you walk around, they're all, Lou and I are crazy. We run around, high five everybody.
High five patrol is here.
We go up and down the bay. We hit everybody up. And we're like, high fives, high fives, high fives. And we keep doing it. They all accept it. They laugh. They have fun.
Who doesn't want a high five?
But you know, but the people, the way that when you ask them immediately, when you flip the script, and I ask them a question like, say, hey, what's a problem that you got to solve today? You should see them light up. They're excited. They get to help people, right? And that's all they're there for. 100% is to help and solve problems for people. And that's why they're thriving. It's the people above any profit. It's the relationships above any revenue. When they do all that type of stuff, things explode. And that's important. So you can see these two right here. I'm so glad that you two have a good relationship, that you guys understand that at any moment, if there's a problem, Angela, that Matt's there for you, right?
100%. Doesn't matter what time it is. Sorry. But you know, he'll answer. He's always helping me. Yeah.
Of course. And because this isn't a job, this is his career. This is his business inside of his stuff, right? And I love that about Matt.
He's so passionate about everything every client that he talks to. He wants to solve the problem. He wants to make it work for you. And that's the difference between a vendor and a partner.
Bingo. And she just said it right there. So Matt, I got to ask you, you guys have super users, right? And I love that. Now tell us a little bit about what makes Angela a super user.
I would say definitely that she's not afraid. Like she mentioned, I heard her say, get in there and change stuff. She'll rely on us if it's something she can't figure out, but she'll get in there and go into her business rules or distros, and she makes her changes. And then I'll get a little text and say, hey, is this right? Did I do this? She's willing to look at change. We went through, I remember that was about a year ago. We went in and looked at all their stores and all their business rules and how can we implement some change and make me take some tasks away. And she was all ears to make those kind of changes.
That's how you brew solutions. You got to always go back to the grinder, grind out some fresh beans, some fresh ideas, some fresh assembly of high quality, right? High quality everything. But it always starts with the relationship. What is between two working people that can say, let's take what we have and what we need and what we can do, and let's just do it. And if we got to break the mold, let's break the mold. You know what I mean? The mold was never made to keep us stuck in it. It was only there to imitate what we've already become. And inside of that, we are always connecting with so many different incredible people inside of the industry. And at DC20, everybody, you get the chance to meet and see so many powerful people that are not afraid to break the mold. Or sometimes they're down to chip it up, like our friend Chip Diggs. And if it breaks, it breaks. But there is something that's to be said about the incredible high quality that you have dealing with somebody or an entire organization like DriveCentric.
You're going to be speaking for DriveCentric at NADA. And what is it that you want to make sure that the public realizes and hears when speaking about a vendor like DriveCentric that is everything that you described? What is it that you're trying to convey at a show like NADA?
The one thing I try to convey about any vendor partner that I work with or anything like that is they have the passion behind being great like I do. Mm. We all want this. We're going down the same road.
Yep.
And that is to give an awesome customer experience.
Yep.
Their thing is to give me, as a person who utilizes their platform, a great customer experience.
Yes.
My thing is to give my clients a great customer experience, and not just an okay experience. We have opportunities all the time. We can go to Ruth Chris or we can go to Ponderosa and they're both going to serve us up a steak. They both are going to serve us up a steak, but the experience is going to be different. Now, obviously, one's going to be a little bit cheaper than the other, and you got to make a choice. Sometimes you got to make a choice. Are you going to pay for the experience and get the best of the best, or are you just going to pay to get a steak? I'm going to tell you right now, these guys here are Ruth Chris. These guys here are Ruth Chris, and you are going to have an experience like no other. And that is what I hope to convey when I go and speak on their behalf and talk about what I talk about. These guys want to be great, and they want to be great people, a great organization from the top down. Steve Ressler, I'll tell you what, man, Jimmy Neutron's the man. I got to give Jimmy his credit. He's got the hairdo.
He does. He is Jimmy Neutron.
If you just saw Jimmy, you'd be like, who is this cat?
Yeah.
But then he comes behind with all of that, just that passion for what he's doing, and that love for this organization. It's infectious.
It's very infectious.
It's infectious. And that's what you want. You want that in your store.
Yeah.
Is it infectious? When people come in, do they look at you and go, man, I just want to be here.
Right.
I don't want to be down the road motors. I want to be right here. And so that's what we're going to talk about. That's how we're going to be when we're at
NADA. I'm looking forward to this. We'll be there with our cheering you on the whole way. Yeah. We're going to be at the booth too, folks, and we're going to be having a lot of fun there with DriveCentric. But being able to see you speak there, I'm excited about that. And I can't wait to see what you bring. And I know you're going to bring some amazing information for you dealers, for you vendors, for everyone to come out and really just take something back with you to the dealerships that you are at. So if you're ready to grow, make sure you guys come by the booth at NADA. Folks, I know that Chip was definitely not somebody who was shy away from giving out some information.
That's right, everybody. He is not somebody that's going to shy away. And what is it like, Matt, from your vantage point, as somebody that's in there helping to ring all of the entire event that is the DC20 experience? What is it like seeing all of the magic happen in the faces of dealers and people that work at the stores and your own people meeting and touching and breaking bread with the people that we're serving, we're taking care of? That's awesome when we really get to meet. What is that like for you?
The DC20, one of the things I love most about it is, sure, it's our show, but it's really the show of the dealers. We're letting those who use our system get out there and teach other users, right? It becomes a community of DriveCentric users. We can teach and preach all we want, but when it comes down to it, we let other dealers get in front of other dealers and present what they're doing to make them successful. That's powerful right there.
So true.
Bingo, bingo. And I love that. And there's so many things that DC20 will bring. I know that, Angela, you haven't been to one yet. And I know that you got to make sure that you at least have your sights set for at least one this year. See what you can do. I highly recommend that everybody who is a user come by at least once. I believe that you could bring so much information. This is somebody, Matt, that you guys can have speak and can bring some really valuable stuff. I promise you. I know that.
And I've been poking at it for a year now to get here.
Well, this is the first podcast. The next step. Get on the stage.
Maybe we need to sponsor her to come or something, right? You know, I think that would be really cool. It would be fun. I'm telling you, like I told you before the show started, Angela, it's not just about coming there and just watching stuff. It's actually coming there and exchanging ideas and then growing together. You'll find that you're not talking to your competitor up the street, but you're talking to somebody who's part of the umbrella, the family of DriveCentric that you're part of. And you're a big, huge, valuable part of this family. And we need to make sure that you come out and share what you know and also come in there and learn some stuff so you can come back and grow.
I would love to. Yeah, I'm definitely going to make it.
Those things are powerful. And I know that there's a lot of dealers out there that want to come. I know there's a lot of vendors that want to be there too, right? Because they should want to come, because then you can come learn something there. I'm telling you, and then you can come share there. We've been blessed enough to be able to come and shake it up, high five, and break bread. Literally, we've been there for their Thanksgiving. This is a great company that puts together great things so that great people can do great things. So I love it, man. It's awesome stuff. And I'm so glad that you got to come on the show today, Matt. Thanks for coming in and making this sneak peek and saying hello. I know that you guys are friends, so I knew that would be a good surprise. What'd you think about that, Angela?
No, I love it. And Rafa.
There you go. She got it. She got it.
I knew it. It just took me a hot second.
There we go. She got it. I don't know when the next time is we're going to have Matt on the show.
We need to have him on.
Let's make sure
ASAP
that we do have him on this show as soon as possible. We're going to be having some fun in Vegas with him and the entire squad. But before we see you off, our friend, let's go ahead and make sure that we do forget Focus Fly so that we can keep growing with all those that are out there. So on three, hands on the shoulders. One, go ahead.
I'll do it.
Hands on the shoulders. We're going to forgive, focus, and fly on three. One,
two, three. Forgive,
focus,
fly, and keep growing. Keep growing.
That's right. Thank you so much, Matt. Angela, for being part of the show. I want to throw out a quick shout out. There's people that are on Instagram that are saying hello. We got
Colorado Life Coach Deb. What's up, Deb? What's up? Waves, what's up? Thank you so much again for hooking that jersey up for my wife. I am the hero of the year right now. You guys are the hype men by Mike Landis. What's up, brother? Thank you for joining us and so many others. Folks, thank you so much. If you commented during the show, great. If you're watching this on the replay, make sure you tell Angela.
Let her know how great she did today.
This was her first show. And then also shout out to Matt Tierney and the team over at DriveCentric, man. You guys are always there to help people out and even come on the show just on a last second little drop in real fast. Yeah. Thank you so much, brother. Had a great time today.
Yeah, way to really sneak up in here and just enlighten everybody's day and have some fun. Everybody, we want to make sure that you understand what we are here to do is to make sure that you see how DC20 can unlock those things that you need unlocked inside of your business and take you to that next level. And there's so much more of this brew that's going to be coming to you. So stay tuned as we do promote it as much as we can. Pay attention, folks. There is a big upgrade coming to the quality of coffee that is Car Guy Coffee. And it starts with people like Angela. It starts with relationships with Matt and all of the incredible people in the industry that are committed to brewing solutions for you. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our friends, Car Guys and Car Gals. I am Lou Ramirez, the Car Guy.
And I'm Fred Lenars, the Subprime Hero. And before we go, I got to throw one more thing out there. We do have a couple shows coming out in the next couple days. Oh, so make sure you guys stay tuned for that. We're going to be live this Friday. We're also going to be live tomorrow, Thursday. Actually, I'm sorry, I said tomorrow. I meant Thursday. We're going to be live Thursday. We do have a five-liner coming out. I'll be looking for those promos, and we'll see you all. NADA, let's brew.
Let's brew. See you later, everybody. Wave it out, everybody. Oh, say goodbye.
And we got another DC20 Unlocked with Michelle Streets coming up. Sister Ascendant. Rainbow Motors. We'll see y'all soon.
Cheers, everybody. Bye. We love you all.
Thanks, guys.
Good evening and good night. Thanks. We will see you all soon. We out.